All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I've got a small rant here. This is actually pretty good. It's not so much a rant. I just kind of want to talk about some things. So, a long time ago, I told you about a young man that I once worked with, and he's decided to come back to the workplace after several months. And things are not looking up for this man. He's definitely what you would call an incel, and I mean that with the strongest capital I. I mean that with not even the incel that people call you, but the actual 100% term. The young man has literally told me that his life sucks several times. And he is he's what you expect. When you think of the person that would shoot up the, you know, that's kind of what you think of, like the Michael Cook guy or whatever, the man that tried to assassinate Trump. That's kind of what you think of. And yes, he's got ADD and, you know, certain problems like that. And it doesn't look like he's ever lifted a weight in his life. He's also very short. He's got and he had an accident, so he walks kind of with a limp. But yeah, the guy is, you know, he says he hates his life, right? He doesn't like it. He said life sucks. So what he's been doing is playing a sim. And I said, well, what do you mean? He's like, I'm playing a sim. Like The Sims? He's like, no, it's a simulator game where, you know, I play another life because I don't like my own life. I think my life sucks. And I said to him, now, first of all, before I go on, now, I talked to his brother, or rather, he ran into me and another man I was working with, and he told me about the situation where, basically, the young man comes home, he plays The Sim, or the video games all night, but it's been The Sim he's been playing, obviously, but he plays it all night long, he plays it real late, and his mother is bedridden, and she's gone down, and she's going to probably pass, and there's animals in the house. So the animals don't go out. They don't get let outside. So they mess in the floor and things. And yes, that does absolutely happen in some places around here. Sometimes we have an older dog, and sometimes she can't hold it at night. Sometimes I have to clean it up, you know, because that's just something you do when you have pets. You don't want to leave a mess on the floor. You clean it up. You know, you spray some carpet stuff and all that pet stuff, and that's it, right? But he hasn't been doing that. So he's going into his room, and I said, man, that's a really fucking awful thing that you're doing. I said, one thing I want you to do, when you come home, I don't care how late you've worked, I want you to go home, and I want you to clean up that mess. Anytime you see mess on the floor from pets or things like that, just go and clean that up. I said, that's really, really irresponsible. I was like, your mother can't do it. She can't even move. She's going down. He literally told me she's going down. It's like, when you know somebody is going down, and you know you can't, you know, the other brother is busy. He's working 14-hour shifts. He's working real hard work, right? He's not doing the kind of work I'm doing. Even though, yes, I unload trucks, we do some basic stocking at night, you know, stuff like that. And to be fair, there's a lot of nights where, yes, he can absolutely go in there and do, I mean, even if you do hard work, even if you do work hard, you see crap on the floor, you clean it up. You see mess, you see stuff, you clean it up. Okay? That's just what you do. Because sometimes the animals can't get let out because people are working. It happens. Unless you want to leave them out all night. And so, or all day while you're at work. And sometimes, you know, the heat and everything else. And just leaving them with some water and a chain. It usually doesn't work that well sometimes. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've kept a dog outside and give water and food. And, you know, it messes. I mean, you still have to clean up the mess in the yard. And some people won't even do that. But I told him. I said, well, you know what? The first thing you need to do is realize that you've been dealt cards, and now you have to figure out what to do with them. Because everybody's dealt different cards, and it's up to you to decide how you're going to use them. So the first thing I said is, you know, you could learn some skills. It's like, what kind of skills? I said, well, try Allison.com. I couldn't remember the name. I said, oh, it's a woman's name. And I typed a few things in Google, and Google finally found it. And I'm like, here it is, Allison. Remember TFM talked about Allison? Allison is a free skill website. You don't have to print the certifications. They charge you to print those. You don't have to do that. There's several places on the internet that tell you that you don't need to print it, but you will learn some skills. I've done it myself. I've actually sat and listened to a few things, and I've learned some stuff. I'm actually very smart in computers, but I've learned some IT stuff. And, you can use that information, you can use those skills and those certifications that you can actually, like, take a screenshot of if you want. And, you can use those in jobs. You have those skills. You have that training, right? That's a class. It's a free class. And it's a really good place to learn. Basically, remember, TFM said that he was taught this website when he was job hunting, and the website's gotten a little better. Like, it's different than when I last checked. So I don't know if they're making you pay now. If they are, I'm sorry, but I know they weren't when I was using it, and they weren't when TFM was using it. But there's several different courses, and you can learn a lot of different things. And this isn't, again, an ad or anything, but I said, yeah, you can use this site and maybe, you know, gain some skills, learn something. Try to make your life a little better than what it is now, right? And another thing that would be great would be, you know, maybe lift some weights, do something about that. It's just, I mean, he's confident. He'll talk your ear off, you know. But I said, what you need to do, though, as soon as you get those skills, you need to, you know, talk to people online. Like, you have to really talk to people online, get to know people, you know, maybe develop some friendships with people. It's who you know. So if you know people in tech and stuff, you're probably more likely to find a job in tech if they like you and they think you're a pretty cool person, they think you'd be good for the job, you know, than it would be to somebody just randomly, you know, putting in an application. Sometimes it just works better that way. You know, it's who you can connect with. Oh, yeah, you're cool. I didn't know you worked in that. Is there any, like, positions, anything like that open? And they say, well, what can you do? And you'll tell them exactly what you got skills in. You say, well, I went to this. I've got this skill. I know how to do this. I know how to do that. And he'll say, oh, okay, well, you know, we'll try you out. We'll see how you work. I mean, sometimes you won't even have to do an interview like that. Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. But you can get kind of ushered in, and if they like you, they'll keep you, and you'll have a better job, and a better job might give you a better outlook on life. Sometimes people do need that, you know. It's about being content, right? Because, you know, TFM talked about the hedonic treadmill. You know, the hedonic treadmill is like, okay, this new game came out. You like it? It's cool. Oh, yeah, this game's awesome. And then, like, maybe a couple hours later, maybe a couple weeks, maybe a couple months. Okay, we're done with this game. When's the next game? Huh? But we just released a big game. Yeah, but now we want the next game. When's the next game coming out? Like, that's the hedonic treadmill. The hedonic treadmill is basically, this was cool. I really enjoyed it and had a lot of fun. It was good. Nice dopamine rush. I felt like I was on top of the world. It was every day that I played it, I felt awesome. But it's over now, so I'm kind of ready for something else. Like, what else you got? I was like, oh, I got all these games. Oh, great, awesome, cool thing. But I need more games, right? Because that's a hedonic treadmill. Like, you're happy with the game. You might be happy purchasing the game. Or, ooh, that's cool. I got that one. That's neat. But then you're like, oh, well, yeah, but I could use more. So, like, it's about being humble, right? Being happy that you have what you have. Like, I said, if I were happy, I would be an old man on the Boob Cruise 2000, right? Like, and that's way, that's like, that's 24 years ago. So, yeah. Plus, I wasn't nearly old enough to be an old man in the year 2000. So, I mean, because you wouldn't do it. I mean, again, an old retired man on the Boob Cruise. That felt that was a good time. The Scores Boob Cruise back in the day. With Busty Dusty and Minka and all those girls, you know. That would be great. But we don't live in those times. We don't get to snap our fingers like Thanos and say, hey, let's do this. This is cool. I wanna be that. Like, cause everybody wants to be that. There's that song, I wanna be rich. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people do. But not everybody gets that chance. Not everybody's dealt those cards. Not everybody gets those opportunities. And sometimes if they do, they squander them, and there's other things like that. Damn, can she really swing that fucking hammer? But Anyway, guys, yeah. What I'm saying is you're dealt a bunch of different cards in life, all right? That's just something that you're going to get. And you never know what the hell opportunities are going to come your way and all that. And sometimes you might not get big opportunities and great things might not happen for you. But you need to be content with what you've got, right? It doesn't mean you don't look for new things. It doesn't mean, you know, whatever. But if you're content with what you have, you won't go constantly on this hedonic treadmill where you're like, oh, I need more and more money. I need more and more cars. I need more and more women. I need more and more, you know. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. Because some people, they do that. They get the high off, oh, I've got this. Now I've got that. I've got this business and that business and this business and that business and this business and these women and these cars and these houses and all this other shit, right? Like, I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, that can happen. But, you know, and some people might be even successful. But, I mean, are they really, truly happy? Well, no, they're not happy until they're dead because they're constantly trying to go for more and more and more and more and more and more and more. And again, I don't think that's necessarily how society was created. I don't think it was meant for us to get more and more and more and more and more and more and more. I mean, again, we are a very consumer-based society. Bigger, better, America. Yeah, I get it, okay? But it's not necessarily the best formula. I mean, I'm not saying people shouldn't have, you know, touch, you know, reach for the stars, because some people do want to reach for the stars, and that's absolutely cool if they want to, but not everybody wants to do that. Not everybody wants to live that life. Some people would rather be remote out there. Oh, you know, I've got a few things I enjoy, and that's it, so I'm going to live my life. Oh, that's fine. I talked to a man once, you know, he passed. Well, I've talked to him several times, but I remember one time he told me, he said, you know, I could have been a millionaire, but I didn't want to be. I'd rather live out here, have my own land, and not have anybody to tell me I can't do this and do that. I want to have my own land. He does. He's got several acres. And in those several acres, he just does his thing. Nobody said anything to him till his dying day, even past then. You know, nobody says anything. Nobody comes out there. Nobody messes with him. It's his land. If they're on it, they're trespassing. So, that's, again, that's ideal for some people. That's all they want, is to get up every day and enjoy life and do what they want to do. He liked watching movies. He liked watching porn. He liked, you know, that's his thing. He liked spending time with his wife and working on things and getting things done. He's always, you know, fixing this, fixing that, working on this, working on that. You know, hard-working man. That's what he did. And smoking weed. That's what he did. That was his life, right? I mean, it wasn't always that way. He told me stories about things. He told me, I mean, there's people you wish, you know, didn't pass and could tell you more about life. But I remember what I did hear from him about the, you know, when they were younger and all the things that happened to them, you know, and how he came to be in this position where he has his own little spot of land. Because that's something that people want. They don't want these big houses and cars and all this crazy stuff, right? That's neat to look at, but it's not everybody's thing. You know, he picked the woman he wanted back when he was a young man. And that was it. I think he married her when she was 16, something like that. Well, I mean, they met when they were 16 and he stayed with her. It's the only one he wanted. I mean, it's rare, but I mean, this is way back when, guys. So, you know, again, it's about the cards you've been dealt. That's the big thing to worry about, or to think about. Just the cards you've been dealt. You gotta play them, because if you don't play them, life will just pass you by. Like, literally. I mean, I told him, I'm like, all right, so, I mean, I even told him, I said, while we were working, I said to him, I said, you know, they're going to put like a chip in your brain eventually. He said, well, I don't want that. I said, yeah, but here's the thing. And you guys know I'm right when I say this. You're not going to want that chip at first until everybody on the internet that you like and you find cool and you think their lives are better than yours says, oh, this is great. This is awesome. I finally get to be this. I finally get to be that. I finally get to do this. I finally get to do that, right? He already loves The Sims. And I'm not talking about the Sims game. I'm talking about The Sims and the new simulators that are coming out. He loves those because it's a life that he doesn't have to It's better than his life, right? So basically, if you got an even better experience where you put a chip in your brain and it reads into your neurons, kind of like Aeternum, you know, we've been playing Aeternum, kind of like Aeternum, right? Some people live in Aeternum, remember in the game where it said that some people couldn't tell fantasy from reality and they just stayed in Aeternum for the rest of their lives because they found Aeternum to be much more interesting than the real world. And this is what this young man says, you know, my life is boring. I don't like it. I hate my life. That's what he said. My life sucks. And now he's got an outlet to enjoy a life that he can't live. Right? Now, some people may say, well, Grim, what about your AVNs and stuff? I said, well, sure, we have those fantasies and things. But again, you know, I don't necessarily hate my life. Sure, there's things I'd like it to be better. Absolutely. But at the same time, I'm content with what I have. You know, there's a lot of things that I can do that I could never do many, many years ago. Like listen to any song I felt like, listen to play a game I want, you know, watch movies that I want to, you know, read comics, like just talk to people online as far as do this show where I can, or this channel rather, where I do the rants and stuff. That's something I've always wanted to do, to talk to people. And, talk to the world at large, anybody that wants to listen. So, I'm okay. Like, Sims would be cool. I mean, there might be a part of me that's like, oh, but you get to be this guy. But at the same time, like, who do you think I would want to be? I'd like to be me, but with that same suit, right? Like, a lot of people said, well, what about your character in the suit? Like, you don't think that I couldn't wear a suit like that. You're pretty fucking wrong. I could. I'm actually a pretty tall guy. I'm 6 foot tall. So I'm actually a pretty tall guy. And I don't have like I'm not a muscular build, but I've got a build, you know, I've got a slightly, I'm what you call a shredded kind of, maybe not so, it's like a weird mix where I have a little bit of muscle. I'm not one of those guys that doesn't look like he's ever been to a gym. People can clearly tell that, you know, I've got some build on me, right? I'm skinny, but I'm not, like, emaciated, kind of. Now, there's some, like, this one, I don't know, this bodybuilder, this TA, I guess he's on, like, testosterone supplements. A lot of these guys are doing tread. They're like, oh, my biceps are bigger than your neck, a guy was telling me. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. But I wasn't trying to get to Arnold's level, right? That's not my thing. I didn't judge masculinity as looking like that. And Arnold, he did that for competition. Again, it was all about competition and being a champion. That's what Arnold's thing was. I respect Arnold because he wanted to be a champion. He wasn't just trying to look good for the ladies. That happened as a byproduct of that. And now a lot of ladies will be like, well, yeah, I don't like all these huge muscle guys. Like, I've heard a lot. I know there's women out there that do. But a lot of these, and we're talking monster bodybuilders. We're not talking like, you know, just slightly muscled men. Because there's a lot of women that like slightly muscled men. But I'm talking about, like, big, gigantic Arnold bodybuilders. A lot of it's like, oh, I don't know about him. He's too big, right? Like, I've heard some women that be like, oh, I don't know about that. Just being honest. I mean, they might like to throw her around and all that stuff. But at the same time, yeah, it's not everybody's thing. You'd be surprised what women are into. I am very surprised. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, well, I like this. I like that. There's a woman that likes my, you know, because I have really veiny arms. Like, I do. And the woman would be like, oh, I like your arm veins, like, a lot. Like, your arm veins are, like, really sexy. Like, really? Like, oh, yeah, that's hot. That actually gets me off. I'm like, are you serious? Just arm veins in general? And, yeah, it does something. For women, they like just want to see it and go crazy. And again, it's so different. And I mean, it's like we talked about with Empress. Empress said, she said, that's because men are responsible for a lot of the adult content. That's because, so women's actual tastes don't get put into, you know, don't get put into it. Things that women actually like are quite different. You know, they don't watch a lot of pornography. They read a lot of stuff. They'd more be interested if you were like a pale vampire, more attractive. And to be fair, some of these vampire guys, you know, these they're not bodybuilders. They're not massively muscled men. We're talking about these Twilight type characters. All the women were into at one time. They weren't massively muscled. They may have had a build, but they weren't like Arnold. You know, they weren't that kind of build. There's a lot of things that women find very attractive. Again, when I was younger, I looked a lot like Shaggy. And women were crazy about that. They're like, oh, he looks like Shaggy. I think that's so cute, you know. And that's not something you expect. You're like, well, but I thought they wanted this. You don't know. You know, we need to stop letting the manosphere tell us what women actually like, because again, that really does generalize a lot of women. Yeah, there is some generalizations among what women prefer, but at the same time, you'll find that every single woman is different, and some are like, ew, like, ugh, why would you like that, or that's not attractive to me at all, or, you know, just stuff like that that you never even realize a woman finds attractive. Oh, I like the, you know, I like your humor and all that. Like, some women really do go crazy for a guy that makes them laugh. I mean, there's a lot of comedians that are married. And, hell, somebody married Brian Posehn, but, yeah, he's 8 foot tall. Yeah, but he was never the most good-looking guy in the world, right? But he made her laugh. He had some kind of charm about him. It's not necessarily about Riz and Game and all this other shit. Especially if you're looking for a partner, because a lot of these guys are looking for Riz and Game and all that. They're not looking for a partner, they're just looking for somebody to bang. They're looking for two sexy bodies to bang against each other for a nighttime and never see each other again. It's just, oh, I'm going to spend time with this girl. Okay, that's cool. But, yeah, when you're looking for a partner, you're going for a lot more than that. Because you're going to be with this person for a long fucking time. If, you know, that's how the marriage laws will work. I don't know what they'll be like in the next couple of years with the changing political climate. But, yeah, it could be that. I mean, you never know, guys. I could be very well married in the next couple of years because the changes come afoot. And all of a sudden, I've got some woman that's interested in me because things changed and I don't know. I don't know how it'll work. I literally don't know. All I know is, you know, I'm getting closer to 40, and I've played the cards I had dealt. I could have done some things better. Obviously could have done some things better. But I could have done some things way worse than what I did. And I totally fucked up several times. Like, I'll admit to that. I said a lot of things that I shouldn't have said, and did a lot of things I shouldn't have done, but I did them, and you can't take those back, and I played that card, like you play with Magic the Gathering even, if, you know, some people would like to use that analogy. Oh shit, you played that card, that was a bad card, and your opponent comes over and he's like, oh, there you go, you're fucked. I was like, oh shit. So, yeah, you never know what the opponent is going to play. You never know what life is going to bring to you when you play a certain card. You're like, I'm gonna put down this land and this 3-3. And then all of a sudden life says, okay, well, we're going to put out this 6-6, this 4-4, and this 10-12. Like, what the fuck? That doesn't make any sense. 10-12? Yeah, it's a special card. It's like, how did you even get that hand? Life can sometimes do that. Life can bring you all these weird cards that you didn't even expect it to bring out. You're like, oh my god, there's no way my 3-3 can beat all that shit. And sometimes that happens. You take the L and you take the fall, right? And once you take that fucking fall, you get back up. Because we all fall. That's one thing that happens to every single person. We all fucking fall. So, I mean, I know I'll make more mistakes. I mean, that's part of life. Everybody makes mistakes. I'd like to not make so many mistakes, but you can't help it sometimes. I mean, that's just life. And it's like, oh shit, I fucked up on this game. I meant to do this, and that happened. Well, yeah, sometimes that happens in life too. I meant to do this and didn't do that. I said this to the wrong person. Oh, I shouldn't have met this person at this. I mean, even when you play in the AVNs, right? Kind of trains you a little bit. Ooh, maybe I shouldn't say that to that person at that time. Maybe I should wait until, why did you da 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 da? Oops, sorry. I didn't even realize you were going through da 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 da. If I realized you were going through that, I wouldn't have said da 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 and pissed you off and had all this fighting, right? Could happen in your workplace, could be your partner, anything else. Like, those games will teach you sometimes. It's a good way to learn the human dynamic by playing some of these games, because they're based around the human dynamic. They're based around the relationship dynamic. Sometimes that is interpersonal. Sometimes that is very personal. It doesn't matter. It's a whole different situation. Could be your boss, could be your girlfriend, could be your wife, your mother, anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. You got to understand what to say, when, and all that. And to have a filter. Because that guy I was talking to, we had a police officer, she's a female. Of course, she was looking for something in the store, and we were trying to, you know, basically help her out. And all of a sudden, he comes out with this filter talking about how he got fired and all this other stuff and this crazy crap. And I'm like, and all of a sudden, I'm over here, you know, trying to search for the item online. And I'm like, oh, okay, man, that's enough. Yep, that's... Because he's like, no fucking filter. And it's a police officer. And, you know, she's very nice about it. She's very, very nice. She says, well, you know, just make sure to do it the right time next time. And just put in your 2 weeks notice and do it right. You know, she says sometimes, you know, it's best to not say anything and keep the peace. And, you know, because he talked about how he got in a fight with a manager. I'm like, why would you tell this random customer, let alone this police officer, female police officer, about this situation? And I mean, no fucking filter, guy. I mean, thank God she was nice. And you know, we couldn't find what she was looking for, but at the same time, there was a good conversation out of it. And I mean, she had some nice things to say. She was very polite, so I'm glad that, you know, it didn't go too far out of hand, but you just got to realize who you talk to and what you say to them. Now, by the way, I want to do an update on this situation. Remember when I was talking about the police were actually, took me back, like last year, the police took me in the back room and were searching me. Well, all right, so let me explain what happened. First of all, nothing happened, like I said. And second of all, that woman that was the police or whatever, she actually works in the store. Like, she's the head of the whole security department. Now, why she does that is because our city, or our town rather, is so rife with crime that we have to actually have police employed in the building, because people like to, you know, steal and just do all kinds of things. So she's there watching people as they're, you know, checking out and all that kind of thing. She's there. So she questioned me with, you know, some other parts of the police. And of course, she knows I work there now and there's no issue. We haven't had any issue. No harsh words. She does her job. And of course, she's actually under a lot of the security people that I talk to and I'm good, fairly good friends with. So there hasn't been any issues on that part. It's all good. So, no, nothing was going to happen. It was just a weird situation, and it got handled. Might it have been some crazy tradcon on the internet trying to... I mean, they could have. Could have been. But at the same time, yeah, that was all that ever happened out of it. It was nothing else. It just goes to show you to, you know, going on the internet with your person. Like, a lot of people said, I don't want to be doxxed. Well, yeah, you don't want to be doxxed because they will try to call your workplace and start crap. And I guess they couldn't really find too much. So they're like, oh, just calling a bomb threat like an idiot, right? Because that's probably what they did. Not a bomb threat. It was, yeah, it was. Yeah, someone called in one. And, of course, you know, they wanted to make sure there was nothing crazy going on with me. And there wasn't. And it was, I mean, it's all handled now. It's all handled. It's all good. I mean, there's no issues. It's been months. So, it's just protocol, because you have so many people in this area that are up to no good. And I mean, DP, he used to work in a certain area where people did steal things, and he talked a lot about it, about how crazy some of the people would be. And you just have to have the police there. So I see no problem. I mean, she's got a, you know, police vest or police jacket on, whatever, that lets people know she's from the police. So if you mess around, it says police, she's gonna do something. Now, she's still giving me, she's always given me this eye, you know, the evil eye. But I think she just does that to a lot of people. She just, you know, I've never seen her happy. Like, I've never seen this woman happy in her life. I don't know what's going on. But again, I just do my thing. I don't bother. She's never questioned me about anything else since that incident. I just get an eye, I guess, because I'm kind of a rebellious-looking guy, I guess. I don't know. I wear a lot of anime pins and things and heavy metal bands and stuff. And maybe she thinks, oh, he's a wild one. But no, again, I've never given him any reason to think of me as a threat otherwise. But there's other guys that she's been looking after. And by the way, that dude that came in, you know, the bathroom and all that kind of stuff, that I said, oh, I think somebody's in there there might be somebody with a hostage. No, they didn't call a bomb. It was a hostage threat. That's what they did. They called a hostage. It was a hostage situation to the workplace, which is what they always do. They said, oh, there's a hostage. And they went to the bathroom. Of course, they found nobody. That guy had ran out. And he said, oh, I just do that. Well, yeah, he does just do that. This guy, he's on the spectrum bad. He's a little bulkier, you know. He's really the autism fairy touched him real well. Like, really well. And I don't hear any crazy praise and worship from him like it was. But I don't think that other guy that used to work there is there anymore. Maybe he found some other place. Maybe he just wanted to get away from that guy. I don't have any idea. I don't know. Maybe he's on vacation. I couldn't tell you. But anyway, guys. Basically, this dude, he always storms into the bathroom. When I say storm, it's like, boom, 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 boom. It's like the police or the SWAT team has come in. You know, I'm kind of worried. I'm sitting there on the toilet. I'm like, are they doing it again? No, it's just that guy. And he says, oh, I'm just, you know, that's just the kind of person I am. God forbid. I mean, it's like the shock troopers came in. Graham, what are you doing on the toilet? I don't know, but my God, please don't kill me, sir. It's like, it's one of those situations. That's just what I'm thinking. But see, the security, was it the security guard? I think it was the security guard that said he's worried about that guy, and he thinks he might be one of the ones that might shoot up the place. And you know what worries me? Because that's the security guard in charge of making sure that nobody shoots up the place. When he says, I'm kind of worried that that guy might shoot up the place, Grim gets a little worried that that guy might shoot up the place. So the guy that's supposed to stop people from doing that is worried that that guy might do that. Maybe I should be a little worried. Look, remember, Spetsnaz died, okay? And it wasn't old age, it was a car accident. So anything can happen to me at any time for any reason at all, and I'm completely 100% cool with that, alright? If it's time for me to go meet Judgment and see old St. Peter like, Grim, what have you been doing? Well, you know very well what I've been doing. You know what I've been doing, St. Peter. But, anyway, like I said, if it's time for me to go see old St. Peter, and it's going to be time for me to go see old St. Peter. I mean, I can't stop what happens. Like, I'm a Superman. I can't stop a bullet. Like, I'm sorry, I can't. Like, I wish I could. I wish I could do like Neo in the Matrix or Trump did with his parrying skills and kaboom, like, turn my head just one. We almost got Graham, but we didn't. I'm safe, everyone. Yeah, but yeah, that didn't happen. All right, anything can happen at any time for any reason. I mean, in fact, like, things could go really crazy with this new political thing. I haven't talked about it, but you might see, like, some right conservative hardcore craziness. Like, look, I got nothing against conservatives. Like, there's conservative things I do believe in. I'm not just full on, like, again, I like families and marriage and children and all that kind of stuff. I think those are good values for any society. I stand by those values. Like, I'd like to have a wife and kids if things worked out and things were cool. You know, maybe I'm a little older now. I'm kind of thinking about these things a little more. But yeah, I like those things. I don't have a problem with that. I'm like my mother always says, you don't want to watch anything wholesome. I was like, yeah, but I grew up with a lot of wholesome entertainment when I was younger, right? So, like, it's not that I won't watch anything wholesome. It's just, I get to the point where I'm like, yeah, but I grew up with all that kind of stuff. Like, it was always, you know, Doug was really wholesome before Disney bought him. You know, Doug was wholesome. There's a lot of stuff like that. It's not necessarily like the Waltons. Like, she was talking about something like that. And I was like, I don't know about that. Maybe some slice of life anime might be good. And there's some Sentai, Super Sentai, maybe some Kamen Rider, that have some wholesome family moments and values in them, like Japanese society. Some of those things are good. So I don't have a problem with that kind of content. I do like action. And if we're going to talk about, like, maybe Superman and Batman, maybe that kind of level of wholesome, like, maybe I'll go watch that new Superman. That might be a rather wholesome film, because I think James Gunn is trying to bring that kind of Superman back. That might be cool. I've got no problem with that. So I'm not just, oh, full degenerate. No, I can get into some of those things. You know, I understand it and grew up with those values. So I'm not just, oh, gotta get rid of all that. But I understand the difference between, you know, conservative values and just pushing things too far, right? Because remember, conservatives are worried about what? The birth rate and the white birth rate in particular. Many of them are white. Like, it's basically a white thing. And it's going to be pointed out as that, unfortunately. Like, a lot of people say, oh, they're white conservatives. And they're not going to be wrong about that. Because, you know, people are rather upset that the population is declining among white people. And even my friend, Arabic, he said, well, white people need to start having more kids. Yeah, he said this a while ago. And, I mean, maybe that's what they're trying to do. Well, if we ban the porn, they'll have kids. And, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to push the only thing I can think of is they'll push the women into that society. But again, I don't want to make this a continuation of the previous rant, because we said, I think almost I needed to say about that, because I don't want to go back into that. And I could, believe me. But yeah, you know, basically, again, dealing with the cards that you've been dealt is probably the best advice I can give anybody, because that's just life in general. You gotta do what you can with what you have and be thankful for what you have. Remember how we're always thankful in November, how we do the wholesome month and we have the thankful, basically, when we talk about, hey, you know, you may not have this and that and the other, but you do have this, this, and this. And people don't really think about that. Well, yeah. But why is that special? Because this person here, they don't have that. And this person there, well, they don't have that. Well, do they want that? Well, absolutely they want that. That thing you have that you take for granted. There's a lot of people who would want it, right? And you have to be thankful that you have that thing, that you're able to share part of your time with that thing. However mundane it may be, however mundane you think it may be, some people may really pine for that. Some people may wish they had something like that. There's so many people that are in different situations in life that wish that they could come home to bed, just to sleep in a nice bed, right? And a lot of people take that for granted. People take air conditioning and heating for granted. People take, you know, like, I don't know, maybe snack food or fast food or restaurant food, something like that, going to see a movie, playing any game. There's some people that don't even have access to that kind of thing, right? It's very, very hard for them to come by. So, yeah, again, you just got to really think about it like that. Not everybody has the things that you have, right? Some people are like, oh, I wish I had that. Oh, that would be awesome to have. Oh, that would be great. And people don't really understand and take advantage of that sort of thing. Take for granted that sort of thing. So, again, you got to just focus on that. Focus on, oh, that's cool. I got that. Oh, cool. That's, you know, you should take like a whole month to be thankful for the things you have. Maybe go back to some of the older stuff that you have laying around that you haven't messed with. Maybe give it a look, right? Like maybe a book you haven't read. Maybe read a few pages of it. Yeah, you know, it's been sitting around, but somebody else wishes they could read it, right? A game, play a little bit of it. Maybe somebody doesn't have the ability to play that game. Like they may live in a country where it's too expensive for them or some other situation. Maybe they're at war and they wish they could play that game. Or a movie. Like, oh, you know, I've had this movie sitting around or this anime show that somebody else really, really wants to watch. Think about some of our people at war right now that, man, I really like anime. I can't wait to go home and watch anime, right? Can't wait to go home and watch this movie. I really kept up with the Marvel. Maybe you don't like the Marvel stuff, but some people do like the Marvel. And because they're at war, maybe they won't be able to watch the Deadpool movie, you know, that I'm going to see with DP. So that's something we're both going to kind of cherish, I guess you could say, because it's something that maybe some people won't be able to do. Or there's some people that's like, you know, I'd like to go maybe have a restaurant and have some nachos, right? Like old nachos or something like that. Seafood, Chinese, something like that. Like they don't have that ability. Again, I talked to an army man who said, man, I wish I had me some wipes. Like I showed him some wipes and he said, I wish I had me those wipes that I could use to clean off my body when I was out there in the desert. He said, man, I had to use, baby wipes or diapers or something. I forgot what the hell he said he had to use. But he said, man, them little shampoo wipes or whatever, that would have been great for me. That would have kept me clean. And you don't understand. Like, you just don't get it after being through war like that, you know. People don't understand how much you appreciate things. So even if you haven't been a war, try to think about somebody who has been, who has gone through horrible times in their life. They had to get rid of things or just everything was destroyed in their life. Like maybe a weather event or something like that destroyed everything they had. And the fact that you have things that, you know, they once had or would love to be doing right now, but they're trying to rebuild, like, that's something that you want to not take for granted. And people do. But I think that's pretty much all I've got to say for this one. And I guess I'll talk to you guys later when I've got some more stuff to rant about. I'm out.